This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Over the weekend marked the first time New Yorkers could make legal online wagers on the Jets, the Giants, or the Knicks. After a 2018 Supreme Court decision overturned federal restrictions, more than 30 states have legalized some form of sports gambling, but not potentially lucrative California. Marketplace's Matt Levin has that.
Whoever runs sports gambling in California is going to make a lot of money. Peter Schenke is a board member of the Fantasy Sports and Gaming Association.
California is the holy grail. It's the biggest piece out there. But unfortunately, most people think it's going to be the last piece of the puzzle.
Some Native American tribes want to restrict sports betting to their casinos. Online platforms like FanDuel and DraftKings want gamblers to be able to bet from anywhere. So with potentially tens of billions of dollars at stake,
California has just been a very difficult political environment to get anything passed.
The interest group Hornets Nest has produced four separate initiatives that could be on the midterm ballot in November. But money can be an incentive for compromise, says Thad Kauser, a political science professor at UC San Diego.
They can withdraw and not have to pay the millions of dollars it'll take to win a ballot fight.
If there is no deal, online gambling platforms have already pledged $100 million for their campaign. You know what they say, always bet on yourself. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.